This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the start of a military operation in eastern Ukraine early Thursday, saying he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. He added in his televised address that those who oppose the Russian action in the Donbas region will face consequences they have never seen. The Russian president accused the United States and its allies of ignoring Russia's demand to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and offer Moscow security guarantees. Around the same time, several rumbling explosions were heard in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, away from the city center. In a televised address of his own Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the people and government of Ukraine want peace, but he warned Russia that if Ukraine came under attack, you will see our faces, not our backs. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba announced on Twitter Thursday that peaceful Ukrainian cities are under strikes. This is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. Putin's remarks came a short time after United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council for Putin to avoid the conflict. Guterres called on Putin to withdraw his troops from Ukraine, saying, "In the name of humanity, do not allow to start in Europe what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century." Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. envoy to the United Nations, said President Putin had delivered a message of war by announcing his military operation in eastern Ukraine during the emergency meeting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a written statement Thursday saying he strongly condemns Russia's reckless and unprovoked attack on Ukraine. Stoltenberg said that despite our repeated warnings, Russia has chosen the path of aggression. The NATO chief called Moscow's military action a grave breach of international law and a serious threat to Euro-Atlantic security. He called on Russia to cease its action immediately and respect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Stoltenberg went on to say that NATO will meet to address the consequences of Russia's aggressive actions. We stand with the people of Ukraine at this terrible time. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement issued by the White House that he will speak Thursday with his counterparts in the G7, the diplomatic group of the world's seven wealthiest democracies, and will then speak to the American people to announce the further consequences the United States and our allies and partners will impose on Russia for this needless act of aggression against Ukraine and global peace and security. White House spokesman Jen Psaki issued a statement on Twitter saying President Biden was briefed on a secure call by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Chairman Milley, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan about the ongoing attack on Ukraine by Russian military forces. Repeating our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the start of a military operation in eastern Ukraine early Thursday, saying he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. He added in his televised address that those who oppose the Russian action in the Donbas region will face consequences they have never seen. The Russian president accused the United States and its allies of ignoring Russia's demand to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and offer Moscow security guarantees. Around the same time, several rumbling explosions were heard in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, away from the city center. And in a televised address of his own Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the people and government of Ukraine want peace, but he warned Russia that if Russia came under attack, you will see our faces, not our backs. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba announced on Twitter Thursday that peaceful Ukrainian cities are under strikes, calling it a war of aggression. He also said that Ukraine will defend itself and win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.